Hello, this is Dr. Susan Langer. Welcome to this relaxation CD, teaching you how to claim more space in your life by connecting more deeply with your body. There are many reasons that cause us to separate our awareness from our bodies, and this exercise is designed specifically to help you to reconnect with your body in an easy, gentle way. Because research has shown that when you do this, you will gain greater self-esteem and will be able to function more fully and confidently in your work, in your relationships, and at home. Your body is your foundation in everything you do. And when your foundation is strong, you have more resilience in your life. When you allow yourself to slow right down, the nervous system is given a chance to catch up with itself and to heal old, incomplete issues that are still being held in your body. Have you noticed that when you have too much trauma or tension, it can be very difficult to feel fully connected? So if you use this CD as often as you can, when you're able to find the time to rest, it's like using training wheels to help you practice finding that nice, slow pace for the purpose of clearing old issues and having deep healing. Because our society doesn't usually function at this pace, it becomes very important to find the time to give the slowness back to yourself so that your nervous system can find its own balance and keep you in balance. Have you ever heard of the slow food movement? It started in Italy. It's real, healthy, organic food, cooked slowly and lusciously. Well, I call this the slow living movement. This is a way to create more space and more time in your life and to live with juice and joy. So let's take a moment to connect with your body. In this particular exercise, there is no need to make yourself relax. There is nothing you have to do except to gently observe your reactions and how your body responds to my suggestions. If a part of you wants to ignore a suggestion, that's perfectly fine. Just notice what happens. A slight tightness in a muscle, or your breathing gets a little shallower, for example. Just allow it and move on. I'm going to teach you a little exercise, and this comes with a CD, and it's called the Body Chakra Check-In. When you've practiced it a few times, you can use it anytime, anywhere, to bring you into the present time and to reconnect yourself back with your body. You are learning how to use your body as a biofeedback device. And people often use this exercise while they're sitting in traffic, hiking in the mountains, for an audition or an interview, for example, because they find that this new skill helps them to be more effective in the world. You can also use the CD while resting, and you can use the exercise anytime. But while you're listening to the CD, don't drive. Okay, that's the one important thing, is no driving while you're actually listening to the CD. This skill, which is about learning to integrate your mind and your heart with your body, is not really new, it's just been lost. You'll be learning to pay attention to the thoughts and feelings inside your body, and not just what happens in your head. It's a different, more integrated way of functioning in the world that greatly enhances your capacity for living a rich and full life. In fact, you might discover that the slower you go, the more space you create, and the more you accomplish effortlessly. If you slow your space, slow your pace, and claim your space effortlessly. Now I'm going to walk you through the silent body chakra check-in. And we're going to be using this a lot. You can do it anywhere, in any position, and I recommend you do it as a daily routine, and if you're in distress, as often as possible. So we're going to do part one. I want to make sure that you're in a really comfortable position, able to just relax. And this particular exercise is designed to help you center very firmly in your body by increasing what we call your proprioceptive awareness. That's a long word. It's about knowing where you are in space and time at any moment, and it helps you to be present. When you really can sense your physical body strongly connected to the earth, it is safer and easier for you to access emotions, sensations, and the life pulsations, and you become grounded in the moment, which again makes you much more effective in your life. So, just settling in now, and I'd like you to just check in with your feet, feel your feet, and feel their connection to Mother Earth. And just take your time, scanning your feet, noticing the sensations. You're practicing actually being a witness to your body, without trying to fix it. And when you felt your feet, just feel their connection to Mother Earth. And then check in with your head. Feel your head. Take your time. And feel the connection of your head to Father Sky. Again, just really witnessing, observing, not trying to fix anything. Just being with your body and noticing. And then I'd like you to check in with the whole of your right side. Notice what's happening in your right side. Scanning the whole of your right side. And when you're ready, checking in with your left side. Again, taking your time. Scanning your left side. Then, be aware of your back, including the length of your spine, the whole of the length of your spine, and the back of your legs. And noticing what kind of sensations you have in your back. And when you're ready, notice the whole of your front. What's happening in your front? I wonder. Then feel the whole of the outside of your body. That means your feet, your head, your front, your back, right side, left side. All of the outside of your body. Just notice it, scanning it in a very easy way. Now, check your inside, all the way through, noticing any sensations that come up. And if nothing comes up or everything seems pretty neutral, just noticing that. And that is what I call the silent body chakra check-in. Sometimes some of the patients I work with, they even repeat it as a simple prayer. And I'm going to repeat it here for you. And we will be working with this check-in all the way through the CD, so you don't have to remember it. So here's the little prayer. To Mother Earth and Father Sky, down below and up on high, right side, left side, front and back, Inside, outside, I'm on track. That's a nice, simple way to remember how to check in with your body. And we'll be going over this again later. So, moving on, I invite you to notice the comfortable parts of your body. To watch how certain adjustments and little shifts and changes might be happening as you are paying attention to your body. Your breathing might change. You may be aware of little quivers or tingles in unexpected areas. You might even feel slightly shivery or hot. You might have tiny little micro movements or even some big shaky movements. It's all fine. Just allow your body to do whatever it needs and to give it plenty of space and lots of time at a nice, slow pace. Imagine you are looking at your body just like you might watch a movie in slow motion. The camera, your attention, is gently panning over and through the whole of your body, slowly and effortlessly. We call this witness mode. And, as I said earlier, when you slow your pace, you claim more space in your life. Notice any sensations and feelings that you might be experiencing. And if you feel nothing, that's fine too. It doesn't matter. It's important just to acknowledge exactly where you are in this moment, now. You're practicing making an easy, unbiased, non-judgmental contact with your body. Just witnessing and giving yourself permission to be here now. If there are parts of you that actually hate to go slow and are really speedy right now, just observe those parts and allow them all to be here. It may seem as if certain cells are bouncing off the walls. That's okay too. Just letting go of all your conclusions and effort. Effort to restrain the speediness. Or even effort to wake up, if you can. Give yourself full permission to allow all the different movements and sensations in your body that may be occurring all at the same time. It doesn't matter if you fall asleep during the CD. It doesn't matter if you feel restless. Your cells will take in what they need anyway. Alright, so let's do the body chakra check-in again. I'd like you to check out your feet. Feel your feet. Feel their connection to Mother Earth. And then feel your head. And the connection of your head to Father Sky, all the way up to Father Sky, and your feet all the way down to Mother Earth, just noticing the connections. And if you feel disconnected in certain places, that's okay too. And then checking the right side of your body, the whole of your right side. Doing right now is witnessing and observing and giving your body the space to let you know how it's doing. We often rush so fast in our lives that we never actually slow down to even check in the day, even once, how our body's doing. So this is a really good practice. And if I'm going too fast, just hit the pause button. And you can slow this process down even more. Now be aware of your back, including the whole length of your spine and the back of your legs. Notice the whole of your front. And then feel the whole of the outside of your body. And finally, check your inside. Notice what's happening inside, or if there's nothing happening, just as important. And check your inside all the way through. And again, that little ditty, the little prayer to Mother Earth and Father Sky, down below, up on high, right side, left side, front and back, inside, outside, I'm on track. And now, noticing if there are any comfortable parts at all in your body or around your body that you might have some gratitude for. Yes, that's right, gratitude. Again, if you don't seem to be in touch with any physical sensations, feelings, or emotions, just notice. Let go of any judgments and shoulds, because all we're doing here is noticing and acknowledging what seems to be happening or not happening in and around your body in this moment now. Remember, we're not trying to fix or change or control anything. We're just allowing. That's good. We're allowing and we're hanging out in spaciousness. Spaciousness. Now you may be aware of aches and pains, tensions or stresses. Notice them lightly. Notice how you're breathing. Are you breathing? And let it all go. And again, just gently scanning your body. You're doing great. And I wonder if you've discovered any parts that were at all comfortable. If that's hard for you, you might find a little toe or an ear, even a little fingernail that feels okay. Or you may barely find anywhere. Or you may just discover an area that feels luscious and joyful. Perhaps your whole body is starting to glow. Just notice and enjoy and dropping deeper. And now, let's expand our focus to somewhere delightful. Somewhere, it may be where you live now, or far away. Somewhere where you can feel yourself stretching out, luxuriating, and relaxing. An island, or a grassy field. Indoors or outdoors, real or imaginary. It doesn't matter because your body can respond to it as if it's real, as if it's truly happening now. Let's call this your dream space. It's very special So take your time in creating it exactly how you choose. What do you feel here? What's the temperature like? Is it warm and sunny? Do you have a cozy glowing fire? Or do you prefer a crisp snowy mountaintop? Is there a breeze? Or is it still? What do you smell? Tropical fragrances? Cedar and pine needles? Wood smoke from a blazing fire? Let your imagination and your senses play. Let them play. What does the ground feel beneath you? What does it feel like? Is it soft white sand? Cool green grass or moss? A wonderful, rich textured, velvety quilt? A warm liquid bath? A deeply enveloping reclining chair? Make your dream space rich and abundant to all your senses. And remember, this is not about what anyone else wants or expects you to do. It is totally for you. This is your dream space. So relax. Choose your ideal space to dream in with all the extras. And let's go deeper. Again, look around your space as if you're watching that slow motion movie. Good. And notice what's happening in your body now. We're going to do the body chakra check-in again. And maybe you might remember a little more of it this time. Remember what the first step is? Feel your feet, that's right. Feel your feet and feel their connection deep into Mother Earth. And notice the sensations. Are they the same as they were last time? Or are they different? Do you have any more sensation or less? Feel your head. Feel its connection to Father Sky, way up to Father Sky. Feel the whole of your right side. And the whole of your left side. Just gently scanning, noticing sensations. In this room, right now. Be aware of your back again, including the whole length of your spine and all the way down the back of your legs. And then scan your front. Feel the whole of the outside of your body. And now check your inside, all the way through. What's happening? Notice if there are any shifts. And just allow. And now imagine yourself fully in your dream space. And include those sensations in your body that you've just witnessed. Feel the comfort of the space around you and watch how your body responds. If you still don't feel comfortable, please change your space. It it's yours to create exactly as you please. Occasionally, some people have needed to create their space far away, like on Venus or the Moon, in order to feel safe and comfortable. Or they even put big bolts and locks on their doors and windows to be safe. You do whatever it takes for you to relax. It has to be just right for you in order for you to claim your space. So create a beautiful space that feels safe, comfortable, really spacious. That spacious word again, yes, spacious, and that is just for you. Add really comfortable seating that fully supports you. Is it that wonderful deep armchair, a feather bed, a hammock or a deck chair, a floating mattress in a lagoon? Pick whatever helps you to deeply, deeply let go. Your back support is important. Test the different types of support and find out what's right for you. What's just right for you. It may take practice. You may not be used to this. But when it's right, I bet you'll know exactly when it's right. It just takes practice. And get a sense of how your body responds to these suggestions. The suggestions of being deeply supported. Deeply supported. We're going to spend a few moments in this dream space. This is the place for you to hang out and enjoy all the different parts of you in an easy, slow, fun way. This is the place where there are no expectations, no pressures, where your body, mind, emotions, and spirit are free just to show you exactly where they are in the present moment. It can be so pleasurable to hang out in this present time with all the different parts of you. Enjoy. And if certain parts choose not to show up in this moment, that's all right too. This is your time to accept yourself just as you are, and there is nothing you have to do about it. Just a spacious, effortless freedom. And if you want to spend more time here, just press the pause button. If you have fallen asleep, that's perfect. Your body is getting exactly what it needs, and sometimes you may need to do a lot of sleeping to start catching up with your life. Just know that that is very normal. If you feel really, really tired for a while, that is your body telling you that it needs space. It needs you to slow your pace. When you're ready to come back, welcome. You are coming back, bringing with you special skills to become more and more relaxed and alert and connected with yourself, your loved ones, and your life. Repeated listening to this relaxation tape will enhance your experience of your life. I call it training your brain to look for the good stuff. So listen to it as often as you can when you have a free moment. It is especially good to use when you're resting or when you go to sleep at night. And remember, when you slow your pace, you claim more space in your life. When you slow your pace, you claim more space in your life. Thank you for listening.